let's go ahead and call the June 12th meeting of the Mill Creek City Council to order, and we will begin with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Peggy.
Mayor Pruitt.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw.
Here.
Councilmember Bond.
Here.
Councilmember Todd.
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Here.
Councilmember Mead.
Here.
Councilmember Steckler.
Councilmember Steckler called me and is on his way to the second traffic down the I-5. So he will be here. So just so that everybody knows, we will not be doing the presentation today on Payne Field commercial flights. I'm not a disappointment, but it will be rescheduled for July. So with that, we will begin with audience communication. We have a big night tonight, so please keep your comments in 3 minutes. Kathy Nielsen. Oh, and I'd just like to acknowledge we have two letters here. One from Kathy Nielsen and one from John.
Thank you. I'm Catherine Nielsen. My address is 3015 146 Place Southeast, Mill Creek, Washington. Thank you for this opportunity to address the mayor and city council. On Monday, June 11th at 3 p.m., I spoke with Christina Baylor of the State Auditor's Office. I was advised that the current regular audit would be complete and made public once the exit conference had concluded. When I asked who her exit conference contact was at the city, I was advised it was Pam Pruitt, Mayor Pam Pruitt. As a past city council member and mayor, I would never consider it to be a council member's role to get involved in the day-to-day operations like this. I am perplexed by this situation. This underscores the lack of direction without an interim city manager. The audit responsibility falls under the direction of our finance director, not a legislature. I am very concerned that the mayor has overstepped her authority under our form of government. If council gave her this authority to act in this capacity, then I would hold the council responsible for her overreach of authority. If council has not been advised of this action by the mayor, then she needs to advise our finance director. She will be stepping aside on how to and allow staff to do their job. I would appreciate a response to address this issue. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Next up is Karen Brandon. Name and address.
Karen Brandon on 5907 24th Court Southeast, Mill Creek. Good evening, Council. I am so appalled with you, and let me count the ways. Your letter of last Friday did nothing to lessen the concerns of the citizens of Mill Creek. Every government I have worked for has appointed an interim manager for a few days or a few weeks. That has been the tradition even for the city of Mill Creek. What are you trying to hide by not insisting on one being appointed? Or does Palazzotto have such a stranglehold and is such a controlling dictator that she won't allow an interim manager? Interesting, the city again made the Herald on the front page above the fold. It seems that place is never for something positive for our city. And you all may have violated state law by adopting a resolution in a closed meeting. According to the Herald, resolutions can't be passed except in a meeting open to the public. And a second violation, if you were making policy decisions by email or phone, and you were unanimous. And what in the world were you thinking? Or not? The manager of this small city with possibly 20,000 residents makes $1,528 less than the governor of the state of Washington. That's almost $74,000 a year. $74,000. What were you thinking?
and granting Paul Izzotto a $16,000 bonus last year for allegedly verbally abusing city employees? Was that her bonus for weeding out long-term loyal employees of the city? The first year was the best. You reduced payroll by eliminating long-term employees, perhaps as many as 30 over 3 years. What a nice reward for, and I will quote from the Herald, creating a toxic workplace that's driven a high rate of turnover. All this history lost. Sad. For the city. And sadder still for all the employees who considered Mill Creek an exceptional place to work. Hopes dashed. Salaries cut, starting over again. There was one person on the council who had the courage to speak up and ask for an investigation of employee allegations. Donald Michelson repeatedly asked, as one long-term employee after another left the first year, people who managed to get along and thrive under numerous city managers. I'm disappointed in all of you, and especially you, Mike. We were on the park board together, and you cared for the city and were outspoken when politics and problems arose. I supported you for the council position because I thought you would not be pushed around, as some council members were. I was wrong. And two of you work for the sheriff's office and should be supporting victims, ones that come forward to express their concern about employee abuse. You are taught to think and analyze. But instead, when you come into council meetings, you resort to groupthink. You all resort to groupthink. I will work for candidates that run against every one of you, that have an open mind, listen to citizens' concern, think about the common good for our community instead of a council that is only concerned about what you want in your pitiful little power seat. Remember, you represent the citizens of Mill Creek.
Yes, my name is George DeWitt. I live at 2800 159th Place Southeast in Mill Creek. I've been a resident here for about 20 years, and thank you for giving me some time. The reason I'm coming to the council is to, excuse me, raise an objection about the support that has not been offered for citizen volunteers for the police department. It's inexcusable that volunteers want to contribute their time, their effort, their knowledge to support the police department in ways with which they don't have to carry a gun, they can support the community, make it safer, additional eyes on the road and ears so they can hear and work with the public. Plus, the volunteers support public events. And it's just astounding the lack of support that you, and specifically the city manager, have not done anything to support that. Secondly, I'm on the executive board of the Mill Creek Police Foundation. Foundation will not accept any money from the city. No money required there to support that. But its specific role is to allow individuals that want to contribute something specifically for the police department. For example, a lady came in and wanted to contribute $1,000 for a canine. No, that can't happen. That'll just go into the city budget. She was turned away. That's inexcusable. So, a foundation was created. We're a charitable organization. We've worked through all of that. We have bylaws. We're organized. But yet, city manager will not recognize us. We're not needed, in her opinion. And I think it's criminal that she's allowed to do that. And you will not have an interim city manager in her extreme absence. You should be ashamed of yourselves. That's all.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that wants to speak to the council? Or Mike? Will?
Will Nelson, 14925 29th Drive Southeast, Mill Creek. I'm somewhat reluctant to speak after the current crop was just here. I think it's atrocious. I don't agree with them one bit. I think this council has done an excellent job. A superb job. And I'd like to relate to you an article I read in the New York Times just this week. The article was about why is New York City going through a superintendent of schools every 2 years or about. The gist of the article was anytime they get a superintendent in that wants to make changes and improve things, and in this case he was trying to improve a low-performing school somewhere in the New York City area, but the employees, the teachers, found out that if they can snipe and made accusations and backstabbed, they could always get the superintendent dismissed. And so now the New York Times has finally called them on it. I'd like to point out that Donna Michelson sat behind the dais for 11 city managers, according to what she told me. So what does that have to say about her leadership abilities? I think it says nothing about her leadership abilities. As for what the city manager makes, I'll somewhat brag here now, but when I last worked, which was quite a few years ago, on an inflation-adjusted basis, in today's dollars, I'd be making $250,000 a year for what I know and what I did. If most people knew that, they'd want to know, they would resign from their jobs and want to join me and what I do. I think every person is entitled to make what they can make as long as it's legal. I further think that the council was very correct in issuing the letter last week in support of our city manager. I'm sorry I missed the meeting, but I did not check the website. And now for some items that are a little more amusing, at least to me anyway. Yeah. The Kent RFA lost their levy lid ballot, so they blew through that windfall in about 5 years. We had a house in Red Cedar go for $25,000 over asking of $675,000 in less than 24 hours. And gotta look at my note here. Sorry. I also was at Jackson High meeting and had some further discussions with one of the board members. Yeah. And to come to the conclusion that they only want what they want, and any discussion with them is on anything else is worthless.
No report. Real quickly, Mayor, the Parks Board meeting was canceled due to lack of a quorum. We should have another meeting the first Wednesday of July. Oh, wait, I'm getting the... Oh, it's July 4th. Disregard that.
No report.
Continued.
No report tonight, Mayor.
Things real quick. They did the groundbreaking for Elementary School 18 on 180th down to the very southern edge of the district. It was kind of fun. They got some kids from Cedarwood, some kids from Forest View. They're going to be future students there to help turn the dirt. It was kind of a fun event, and they got a break in the weather, so it was fun to do that. Second thing was our agenda item calendar on the back shows next meeting is the 26th, but I think I heard a rumor we were talking about potentially changing that. I think we need to take formal action to make that happen. Are we going to do that tonight?
Okay, good deal. We have three council members that are missing on the 26th,
okay.
So we've decided to move it to the 19th. You want a motion to approve that?
I'd be happy to make a motion to move our regular meeting from June 26th to June 19th.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously.
So I think we just
be able to make that, but I understand what the question makes sense.
Okay.
So we just noticed that somehow, right? Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
You know, take care. That should be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, the planning schedule is including nothing. Last chance for audience communication. Going once, twice. Okay, with that, we're now going to recess to executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 4230-110-1I. No action will be taken, and we will be in up to an executive session up to